Are we recording?
Yeah, we've been recording for a little bit.
Oopsie. All
welcome.
Right. Do you want to do an intro? Go for it.
No, I'm eating a nugget.
Oh, fuck off. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Border Princess podcast, a podcast where three nugget enthusiasts talk about Warhammer Fantasy and their other favorite tabletop war games. I'm your host, Jeff, and joining me in the virtual hot tub of Hoth this evening are my two lovely co-hosts. On one side of the virtual hot tub is a man who's devouring several baby chicks worth of chicken nuggets. It's Mr. Jack Daniel's Tequila.
It's almost like nuggets.
The fuck, Jack? Charming. Jesus.
Charming intro. Our other lovely co-host is a man who will not be told that he has too much preaching in his army. It is Mr. Sean Crogar.
Gentlemen, how are we? I mean, I know how Jack is with the nuggets, but Jeff, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a bit tired. I drove from Canberra. It's only a two-hour drive, but, you know, whatever. Hmm. Anyway, boys, we haven't recorded for a while, and it's a bit... I feel a bit bad for... our listeners, because I did say that we were going to try and do a little more regularly, and things, once again, life has scuppered any plans to record regularly. Of course, I moved, and Jack just has ADHD, so you know, he just didn't want to record one weekend. And we did hobby holiday. Dang. That was right.
Boyfriend weekend, right?
We did the boyfriend weekend, yeah, that Sean didn't come to.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, so Jack, what are we gonna talk about tonight, bruv?
Well, there's been a lot we've sort of missed over the weeks, I would say.
Weeks, months.
How long's it been? Long time.
Too long.
A couple months.
Too long.
Yeah. It's the middle of July.
And there's been a bunch of shit that's come out that we want to talk about. Some stuff for Old World, and yeah, we'll just probably go over bits and pieces that we've missed and see how we go from there.
You guys can update me on whatever's going on in Mordheim right now.
Mordheim.
And, and I played a game of fantasy.
Oh.
That's correct. I didn't tell you guys about that.
Are you cheating on us?
As much as I can with Speller, yeah, sure. All right, so with that, news, what's caught our eye? What are we going to talk about? So
I'm not sure if we covered this last time, but I'm a little bit upset that my we're getting rules for my Dark Elves, but they won't be one of the main factions in Old World coming up.
Look, okay,
not one of the initial ones.
Not one of the initial ones. Yeah,
yeah. You're talking about
a little bit salty.
Yeah, you can be, but like, there's rules coming out for it. It's not a like, yeah, okay. So they will, it's just these are the factions the they're doing though. First. What do you mean? Oh, you want to be part of the narrative?
Yeah.
Look, it's going to be like when Age of Sigmar launched. There was those indexes that everyone had to follow, and then like the first couple of factions came out when the starter box came out.
It's just like a list of, what's coming out first. Like, it's not serious. People don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to go burn my my Dark Elf army again, you know? Obviously, we all know that.
Jesus Christ.
Very popular meme. Anyway, so let's get on talking about all of that. So we went over the bases. Obviously, the factions that are being released are a lot of the good ones. However, one of those is the Beastmen, which I'm pretty happy about. And Chaos and Orcs. So classic bad guy factions. And then every good faction. So, yeah. So, sucks to be Dark Elves or Demons.
Skaven.
Or Ogres or Skaven. I guess Ogres are more neutral than anything. Tomb Kings are coming out in the first lot, which is good. Obviously, it's been sort of confirmed that it's going to be Bretonnian and Tomb Kings first, right? That's
we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do we want to speak about what was previewed?
Well, let's talk about the two previews. Obviously, they're very Bretonnian and Tomb King related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have...
Yeah. From Warhammer Fest?
From Warhammer Fest, what have we got?
Yeah, we have a nice Tomb King model of a Tomb King.
of a Tomb King. That is correct.
And a Bretonian paladin on foot.
That model is so fucking sick. I love it.
It's it's very impressive. Good for them.
They're both pretty fantastic.
Yeah, the Tomb King's a bit cartoony, but I like him. Still like him. There's like a lot of seems to be a lot of love and care has actually gone into designing these miniatures. I was a bit.
I think the cartooniness is probably like a nod to the, you know, the nostalgic Tomb Kings of old.
But still, it's not as bad as it could have been. It's more to that. I like it.
That's true. Yeah. Probably more to do with the paint job than anything. So what else went with that sort of that preview? There was literally no more information.
Nothing else really on that
preview. On top of just those two models.
And it was just like Eddie Eccles kind of bumbling through like people asking him questions like, hey, what's the starter set? Is there a starter set? He's like, I don't think you understand that there may not be a starter set in the context, but then saying that there will be, release boxes. So, a lot of sort of contradictory information. So we don't really know. We don't really know what's going out on release. Don't know when it's coming out, but it's really weird. Obviously, when do they do this sort of announcement? It was like 2019, right? The end of 2019 was our first taste.
Roughly, yeah. Coming back or something. That was like the meme.
It's really weird that sort of Epic was like, oh, they just did that little teaser, and then suddenly it's here. Also, it's out in August, so get ready.
That's something else we need to talk about.
That's another thing, yeah.
Well, we can talk about all the extra stuff. So we'll do all the fantasy stuff, and then we'll just do a little bit extra about heresy and whatever at the end.
Bitch about things.
Yeah, we'll fulfill our obligation of being the Warhammer Fantasy podcast.
Fairly relevant one.
the Lector Counts, they're going again. They're releasing content. Yeah. They do like two or three a week. Okay. So if anyone's wants some more consistent content, they're there and they're doing like book reviews and stuff. They're pretty nut job hobbyists too. So I know Renee's always got like something on the go. What else did they say in that preview? Nothing, literally nothing. It was just like, here's some models. They're cool. They're great. Everyone was happy, right?
And there wasn't even a time frame on release.
No time frame.
This is it. It's all you're getting.
And then the following preview, which was a couple of weeks ago, was this other Bretonian Paladin BSB dude. He's pretty cool. Looks very reminiscent of a bit of artwork from a very long time ago. I like that he's got like a big flail. That's really cool.
I wonder if they're going to come with alternate parts as well.
You'd hope they would. Most of the plastics now do. Well, I can't see why he wouldn't.
Well, it's not
be
a plastic. It's their resin.
This will be a resin model.
Yeah. Did they say that it would be resin, but?
Let me just confirm that for you. This resin miniature is covered in details befitting his status as a herald of a glorious army of knights ready to make thunderous charges in the name of their liege. It's that all these things are resin.
Jeff, why aren't you a voice actor?
I have no idea. It's not really. I think it's harder to get into in Australia than you think it is. I should do something like that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyone? I've got crowdfund me. I'll read books to you. I'll do my own audiobooks. I've been re-listening to Legion.
Give me the new
Toby
Longworth.
I could do the dude who reads Legion. Something like the older Heresy books. They're not great, but.
I actually really like. I really enjoyed the Legion book. A lot of people hated it.
Yeah, it's a good book. I think it's pretty universally enjoyed. Surely.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of people don't like the Flight of the Eisenstein either, but I thought that was one of the better ones out of the first 10.
Who's that? Is that Nick Keim or James Swallow? Because I don't like. It's okay, but. I think it's more to do with the necessity of that story than what actually happens in that book. Anyway, whatever. We're not here to give bloody book reviews. So that was the last preview. Once again, no news on what's actually happening. And then what else do we have, Jack? Was that it? Was that it for actual old world?
That's about it, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Unless you want to talk about some of the Cities of Sigmar stuff.
That's
well,
it,
I do want to talk about that.
I like it.
So, Cities of Sigmar.
Quite tempting.
What do we want to say? So, I'm a big fan of the Knights.
Is it the Free Guild stuff?
They're called the Dawnbringer Crusade, I think. Actually, what are they? Oh, it is Cities of Sigmar. Master for the Dawnbringer Crusade. Take up the coin Malleus and join the quest to reclaim the Mortal Realms. Yeah, they're real interesting looking, very unique aesthetic. Sort of old school, like, I guess, early medieval. I really like the knights. I don't know if they're just called knights or cavaliers or something. But the generals, they're pretty cool. You could use it all in Empire, I reckon. You could probably get away with it if you wanted to.
I really like the fire wizard kind of dude. He's got like the...
Yeah, yeah.
The cauldron and the piece of metal he's pulled out of there.
What's he called? The Arc Alchemite Warforger. And he's actually like an actual gold wizard. So you could use him as a metal wizard in your Empire army if you wished.
Well, those knights, I could very tempted to do like an all Empire knight army. That'd be pretty cool.
You could, yeah. I don't know, but I don't particularly like the shields, but everything else about them I really, really like.
I think the same thing with the infantry. The shields are kind of a bit odd.
Yeah, they're very men at arms.
If you just put like old Empire shields on there, that would be a perfect stand-in for like swordsmen or whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just different shields on everything.
And it'd be good for the time period, I guess, that they're doing, which is sort of like a few hundred years in the past. Like War of the Three Emperors and stuff, like a bit of a different sort of more archaic aesthetic, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the standard bearer. I guess it's like a, I don't know what he is, a magifier or something. He kind of looks like, what is his name? Bottoman or something, like the innkeeper from The Prancing Pony.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just a free portly looking gent.
Yeah, just a portly looking innkeeper. He's just traveling with his favorite customers. They probably all owe him money. That's the problem. They're like, I'm making sure you guys don't get killed. you haven't paid your tab yet. He's got like a club. What is that for, that model? I don't get it. Anyway,
I don't know. But I think that would be pretty good for fantasy or old world. Just different shields. I mean, if you like the shields, you could probably just use them, but that's just a personal preference.
If they don't have... obviously, Praetorians will get men-at-arms, but they kind of look the same as them, like very similar.
Are they going to use the old ones? You reckon they're going to bring
presumably,
new ones out?
Presumably, yeah. Everything. What is old is new again. Get that hashtag trending, kiddies.
That's the theme of this year, isn't it? Everything
absolutely.
Old is new again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the reason... Oh, and there's this character, Talia Vedra.
Oh, the
lioness of
thing.
The Parch.
Yeah, oh, that
manticore lady.
That manticore is pretty fucking cool.
It is pretty cool. Use it for your like beast mage who turns into a fucking manticore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd
be perfect.
Yeah.
This is a very cool model.
It's got sort of a slightly different aesthetic to some GW stuff. I thought that maybe... Like, it definitely looks like it's been 3D designed. Like, the fur's very fat. And the feathers are quite large. Like,
yeah, but, like, the details do look quite good. Like, I know we spoke about this a little while ago, how it kind of a little bit like a Mears Minis in terms of, like, the detailing.
Oh, yeah, it looks like what everyone else is doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird, this weird cycle thing. Where these people are kind of ripping off GW, but obviously using it as inspiration, and then GW's coming back and then ripping them off, like,
yeah.
Just
do it better.
The reason why that is important is because this week there was an article, sort of detailing the range announcement for the Cities of Sigmar. So that release that sort of detailed their release box, which is like 5 of those knights dudes, all those characters, and like 20 of the little foot soldier dudes. And in that, they actually in that article, it actually details like what miniatures are now leaving the range to basically be reboxed for Old World, but these won't be... long story short, if you want these things, you need to get them now. Like, if you want them right now, otherwise you're going to have to wait till Old World comes out again. And so those things...
And we know that's going to come with a price hike as well.
Like, price hike, yeah. So, because all of these things are like, they're still the prices they were like 10 years ago.
A lot of those, like, was it the Free Guild and stuff like that?
Yeah, like $40 for 10, which is kind of expensive, but you know, it's not as expensive as it could be. I mean, the great swords are $70 a box. Yeah,
the great swords were always expensive ever since they came out.
Yeah, yeah. The gold swords were referred to. Yeah, for 10.
Yeah, they were.
Wow. Okay.
But there's a lot of kits. There's a few more kits like that. Like the Bestigors were the same price.
Storm Vermin, same thing.
Really?
Yeah, they were expensive as shit.
Oh, but then they come as boxes of 16 or something?
No, they only came as a box of 10, Storm Vermin.
Oh, that's that's embarrassing. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, the reason I'm mentioning that is because these particular units are going out of the range and you need to grab a hold of them now if you don't want to wait till Old World. So that is the Plastic Empire General, Handgunner's Crossbowman, Free Guild Guard, which is like Empire State Troops, the Hellblaster Volley Gun, Pistoliers, Great Swords, Demigriff Knights, the Flame Spire Phoenix kit for people who really like that. Phoenix Guard. Weird that that's still available, that kit. Wildwood Rangers, Eternal Guard, the Sisters of Thord Wild Riders kit, Araloth.
These are a lot of very old kits that they've had around for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the Wild Rangers and the Wild Riders, they're nearly 10 years old, those kits. Actually, most of them are from 8th edition. Some of them are from 7th edition. Nothing is that old.
Well, 10 years is...
Oh, and the Shadow Warriors Sisters of Avalon kit. So, you want any of those, you need to go get them now. Funnily enough, none of the Dark Elf stuff is on that list. All the dwarves.
Well, they're not part of the range, so.
No. Well, they are technically. So, if you read this, it says something about. If you have any of these classic models in your existing Cities of Sigmar lineup, don't worry. In almost every instance, there is still a similar analog in the Battle Tome. For example, you could use your Wild Rangers, which are elite elves with two-handed swords, as executioners, which are elite elves with two-handed swords.
That annoys me.
Just for any of you that play Age of Sigmar, I don't think there's anyone who listens to us who plays Age of Sigmar actively. If you do, good for you, man. I'm sure it's a fantastic game. That's why that is important. That was important to mention. Another thing that got previewed at Warhammer Fest was these Harbinger characters, which is some sort of progression of the Age of Sigmar timeline or like narrative. The only one that's important.
Oh, the new Stormcast things?
No. The only one that. No. This is like a. Oh, I don't know how you describe it, like a campaign. Sort of season module.
Oh, okay.
But the only one I want to talk about is the Nurgle Lord on the big...
those models. Okay, yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that Nurgle on horse. It's very good.
Very good.
Looks very similar to the old one.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? It's just like a... It's based on a bit of artwork, right?
A bit of old
Chaos artwork.
What's old is new.
What is old is new?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Anyway, he's very good. I think maybe that horse might be okay to go on like a... I don't know. Is it a 40 mil or a 50 mil base for a demonic mount?
50 mil.
It might be okay for a 50 mil. Maybe.
The base sizes may change. Like, We already know they're changing.
Well, at the moment, yeah.
Well, yeah. So most of the, so anything that's on a 20 will go up to a 25. Anything that's on a 25, we don't know yet. So, there was some other things in that sort of release, but they're not really worth talking about. The Ghoul Kings kind of, yeah. I guess, is good for Mordheim if you want to.
Yeah,
lad's got talent. Ghoul.
He's very ornate for a ghoul.
Yeah. Point.
There was one thing that was revealed while we were on our coastal holiday,
mm-hmm.
and that was these this Skaven warband.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes.
This clan pestilence,
Skaven
Legion.
Yes,
and like those are some very impressive Skaven models.
Hello,
yeah, they're Mordheim. Really cool.
Like, I'm not usually one for like sculpted smoke effects, but these do look pretty well done.
I like the dude. He's got a bit of big slab of bloody warpstone on the top of his. Staff on the little rat that's carrying. They love doing like little familiar pets now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like the sense whole, bearer.
Yeah, yeah, he's very cool. Well, that there's really two of them. So that because like if you want to run like a little unit of five plague bearer, plague senses, you had to use like that one model, right?
Yeah, there was four different models.
Oh, was there
or three?
Well, yeah.
Either way, that was shit.
Yeah, you get a couple of these boxes and you have like a team of, you could probably use that too with the staff thing. And then the other two are just like great plague monk dudes. Those are really you could nice, use them.
Like,
they're just really nice models, right?
It'd be nice to see like a new plague monk kit like around this sort of aesthetic.
Yeah, it would be good. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But I guess the thing about like Warcry and Underworlds is that like they can just do little concept warbands.
Yeah.
And
that's I mean, like it doesn't have to be at the same else. Level, but like.
Anyway, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for Mordheim. Use that dude as a Eshin sorcerer, I guess. Is there a
Clan Pestilence warband? Yes,
yeah,
there is.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Well, there you go.
There you go. And then what else do I want to talk about? I think that's it. There was a new Warcry box. Is it Warcry? Oh, yeah, Warcry.
Underworlds.
That I actually purchased the other day.
Warcry, yeah. Or Underworlds? Was it the overtaken star pyramid thing?
Yeah, it's got a. It's overgrown. Definitely got a pyramid in it. It's definitely got an overgrown pyramid in it, I'll tell you that for free.
I think it's Warcry.
I think it's Warcry. No, it is. It's called
the one that had
Nightmare Quest.
Yeah, the one that originally released with the Chameleon Skink Warband. And
no, that one's called. No, that's not that one. Not that one. No, that is called. That came out like end of last year. I don't know what it's called, that box.
No, that's
anyway. So this
new
one's
vampire
that's Underworlds. That was.
Was it?
We're arguing about silly things right now. The vampire one was the last box.
So okay, that yeah, that's
Blood
the
Hunt.
One.
Blood Hunt.
Yep.
And that's like the weird Japanese like samurai vampires.
And the corn.
Yeah, they were silly corn dudes. This has got like Stormcast, and a. Ghoul Warband.
Oh, that's right. That's another thing we didn't talk about.
The
is Ghoul King Warband.
Yeah.
With the big baboons.
Yeah, yeah. So, once again, the Ghoul King dude, I guess he can be. I think he's kind of like a Strigoi. He's got a bit of a.
I would say that's more of a vampire than a ghoul.
Yeah. He's got a bit of Azog going on. Like,
yeah, I was
that
about to
spear
say.
Jammed in his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ghouls, they're kind of... The baboon in particular are kind
of... The baboons,
silly.
Man. Got them.
I got... I convinced Speller to split that box with me because he wanted the warband.
Nice.
And I just want the terrain. Delicious overgrown mini pyramid and the trees and whatnot. And
so that's the reason you bought it. Okay.
That is the reason. I bought it for the terrain. I'm not going to play bloody Warcry.
I was going to say...
You're
going to play Warcry. You may as well come and play Mordheim with me. Or go over to Jack and see Mordheim.
Well, we. Both of you live hours away from me. Anyway. So that's it. That's it for news, right? That's it. We haven't missed anything?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Not that I know of.
So let's go into, as is tradition, let us speak about what we've all been up to. So let's start with Sean. What have you been up to? Is that a nothing? Is that a sitting around watching Bluey or?
Hey, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you be knocking Bluey, all right?
In, I'm sure in 20 years it'll be very important to Australian pop culture. Anyway, so what have you been up to?
Fantasy, not much. Just been a whole bunch of Mordheim building all that terrain we spoke about last time. But after that, I've started a new Heresy army. So that's fun.
Oh, new Heresy. What are you doing?
Chikorian Brotherhood.
Chikorian Brotherhood.
Backed up with a Warhound Titan.
Oh, okay. Casual Warhound Titan. So how's your Mordheim campaign going?
It's really good. We haven't played for a little bit, but I've made the decision to semi-retire the Witch Hunters just because they're getting out of control.
How many games did you play with them? How many games did you play with
10?
Is that 10? A lot of... Is that
It's not a lot, but there's a lot of... So out of everyone that plays, there's three of us that always have played every round, so we're a little bit further in front than everyone else. So, yeah, I just want to... I'm gonna think I'm doing Mindheimers next. And then just I got my Sisters of Sigma. They're on literally in front of me. I'll be doing those so that way everyone else can catch up. So
Fair enough. Sweet. So, all right. That's fine. So what's is there anything like cool narrative stuff going on in the campaign or have you been updating everyone? You're like, well, the Witch Hunters all fell down a hole or something.
No, the Witch Hunters are just taking a leave of absence, essentially. Like, again, we haven't played for a while, so everyone's a little bit busy with their lives at the moment, so I'm just trying to get back into the groove of getting everyone to come over.
Right, okay.
So it's not really a narrative, it's just getting together and playing. Once everyone can commit to regular, I've got another campaign that we'll start over.
Yep.
With the little map campaign thing that I think I shared you guys ages ago.
Oh, yeah, the old school Mordheim campaign that Ian Perrin or Tuomas?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, other than that, I'm putting together some orcs as we speak for the kill team box.
Orcs from the kill team box?
Yeah, the Death Corps and the orc kill team
box.
Yeah,
yeah, the orc commandos. They're very cool. What are you doing with those?
So I have always loved them, but I've never had a reason to buy them because I'm never going to play kill team. One of the guys from work has had this box since it came out. And he's like, yeah, I'll put it together. So I told him to give it to me, and I'm putting it together and painting it for him.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, sweet. So
that's why I've got it. And these orcs are fucking sick.
Yeah, they're really cool. Has that got Snikrot, or is that not that box?
No, it doesn't have that. It doesn't have Snikrot, but the Orc Commando Knob, he's cool. So he has a truck cap.
I'm quite fond of the one wearing the beanie.
Oh, the
sneaky boy, yes. Yeah. And he's got the triple barrel gun. Yeah, man. He is... I'm building him next, actually.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's what we didn't talk about. The Fusilier dudes, the Cities of Sigmar Fusilier guys. And they've got the boomsticks.
Oh, those guys.
Mm. Yeah. One of them's got a triple barrel one. That's why it sort of jostled my memory. Anyway, I don't know. They're interesting models.
It's like a Volleygon, but for a dude.
Yeah, like a Volleygon on a stick. They're all
I like how they have
cannons.
They have the wicks on a stick to light them rather than like a flintlock design.
Well, they're like a really old school, I say old school, a thousand years old, probably, canned cannon.
Yeah.
But they've even got bayonets still,
Yeah, I know.
That volley gun with the bayonet, how would you stab someone? You wouldn't be able to control it. How ridiculous.
I feel like
some of them have actual matches.
Not swinging these around.
Yeah, well, they've got those, these massive pavaces, which are very interesting again. It's they don't go all the way to the ground. They've got these little stumpy
desk legs or cabinetry legs.
It's like something you'd find in an antique store.
Yeah, it does look like that.
So they all went antiquing
as well.
Yeah, yeah, they all went antiquing and got a bunch of shields from this one.
Some chains dangling down the bottom.
Yeah, I wonder what that's about. I feel like if
that's
you
not
got
stop a cannonball.
No. Nonsense. Okay.
They are cool though.
They are cool.
What have you been
Jack,
working
on,
Jeff?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go next.
Yeah, you go first.
You always go last, and I always go first. So
switch it up. Change it up. So what have I been working on? I've got a big Night Lords for Heresy commission that I've been doing on and off. I need to have it done in the next few weeks. My own Night Lord stuff. Heresy has just been taking over my life for the past year. I got some 25mm bases to base my dwarf regiment on today. Ooh. Oh, yesterday. Sorry, today's Saturday. So I got a big lot of 25s to put those dwarves I've been working on. And I got out the Spy Tyrants because I think they're going to be a pit fighter. They're definitely going to be a pit fighter warband. They don't really need much stuff done to them outside of, like, I think just cutting off their horns. Just the more chaosy bits. And the front dude. So this Warcry box has got like this one Stormcast head with like a lion on the top of it that I'm going to use as his helmet. So he looks like the dude from Gladiator.
Gladiator, yeah.
Lovely.
And
is he going to yell, "Are you not entertained all the time?"
I will yell that as many times as I possibly can. Anytime that guy is in like a duel with just a white, like one dude, or he kills a dude. Actually, you know what? Anytime that he just like steps on a guy's neck when they're knocked out, I'll just yell out, "Are you not entertained?" How about that? We'll make that the
if you don't, I don't know what I'm going with that. But if you don't, there'll be repercussions. There you go.
Oh, repercussions. Very good. So what else have I been working on? It's just all Heresy stuff. I've gotten this thing in my head that I want to do. Like, so obviously 10th edition coming out. I don't really want to play 10th edition 40K, but I kind of want to just do like some Warhammer 40,000 stuff.
Better.
So I've been, yeah. I actually
I knew that was coming a mile away.
Those plastic Indominus Marine Terminators, and they're going to be Mantis Warriors.
Very cool.
I don't know how far that project will go, but just, you know, in the future, be prepared to have a couple squads just hanging around. I was going to get some Tortuga Bay ones. Bodies for the tactical marines that I intend to do. I might just do like a little ZM force. There is a rule, like a community rule set going out, the Liber Badab or something. I'm pretty sure Nick Beattie and David like put together. Dave was the one who showed me. And like it's sort of using the Horus Heresy rules to play. I don't know if that's like good or bad. Or we just play 3rd or 4th edition Space Marines or something. I don't know. You know, whatever.
Because my knowledge is not up there with the Badab Worlds. Were orcs there?
There was no one in Badab Wars. There was. It's just Space Marines. It's like
it was like mini Heresy 2.0.
It's mini Heresy. Yeah,
that's disappointing because I'm. These orcs are really fun.
Well, I have a box of Sisters of Battle that I intend to do sometime.
I mean, we can always just play 3rd edition or.
We can play Kill Team. We can just play Kill Team.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably better. You don't have to pay as much.
That's probably the best idea. We can just play Kill Team.
Just pay one squad and you're done.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's like the whole Badab After Dark nonsense anyway. It's just like it's supposed to be just a Kill Team. And before I moved, so this was like literally 2 months ago now, I got a game in with old mate Speller at Combat Company playing, and he was playing his goblins against my beastmen.
Did you spank him real good?
Well, so apparently Combat Company closes at like 4 o'clock on a weekday, so we didn't get the game finished, which I was a bit embarrassed about, frankly. I don't usually take that long to play games, but apparently if you play goblins, your movement phases take forever because all of your, you know, all of the fanatics come out. So I'll just quickly go over it. So we played a Watchtower match. The Gore Horde did literally nothing, by the way. I took the Gore Horde, level 4 Shaman of Shadows, a level 1 of Beast just for, you know, wizens. The BSB with the plus 1 strength banner. I bore out the Doom Bull for once.
Yeah.
And I gave him the Axes of Korgor and 4-up ward armor. What's it? The armor of Destiny? Armor of Destiny?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
And so his axes let him re-roll his attacks. In a unit of 6 Minotaurs, there was 39 gores with two-hand weapon Mark Slaanesh, a couple of chariots, a couple of Ungol Raider squads, 2 Razor Gores, and I'm convinced that I just need more of them, just in general.
So you can do that chariot army that you keep telling us you're going to do?
I could do a couple more chariots, I guess. I don't know. I don't really want to do more Beastmen, to be honest. Like, it just seems like a waste of time. The Jabberslith and some Harpies. And then he had, like, 5 min squads, 20-man squads of Goblins with 3 Fanatics each. So it's 15 Fanatics. War Boss with the Wizard Hat. And I think, I don't know if he took
the Wizard Hat. That's fucking hilarious.
I don't know if he took a level 4 Shaman. I'm pretty sure maybe he took 2 War Bosses. I can't remember. He definitely had, like, a normal Shaman and a BSB. And 2 Mangler Squigs, 2 Rock Lovers, 2 Doom Divers, a Pump Wagon, and 2 like hordes of Squig Hoppers. Squig Hoppers?
Not hoppers.
Herders. The herd one.
The ones with the dudes at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that game kind of went, like, I just threw all my chaff at him to get all his fanatics out. And he was just, like, obviously lobbing artillery at me. And I was just throwing Pit of Shades everywhere. Like, I think my Beastman Shaman took out, like, 40 goblins and, like, 20 squigs just from, like, a few turns of, like, Pit of Shading him. And then, so most of the Minotaurs got killed, as is tradition, and it was just, like, the Doom Bull left, and they just fought, like, a whole horde of squigs by themselves and just, like, broke them and ran them down, ate them all. By the end of the game, I had, like, 20 gores left and the characters ready to jump in the Watchtower, and he didn't have much infantry, but he had all his artillery. His Mangler Squids had gone crazy and basically gone on the corners of the map. So I was like, all right, man, well, we'll call it a draw since we can't finish the game. And he's like, I don't think so, Jeff. I think I've won. I'm like, well, dude, you're more than welcome to count up the victory points. But otherwise, I'm calling it a draw. And he's like, no, I don't think I'll do that.
Classic Speller.
Anyway, so good game. Hopefully we get to have another match soon. I can finish the job. And I can actually get the Gore Horde. The Gore Horde didn't actually get in combat that whole
game. It's because it's too OP, man.
Oh, apparently, yeah. People just, like, avoid the shit out of it. It was my first fantasy game in ages as well, and I kind of fucking forgot how to play, to be honest. I'm hoping we can get some Triumph and Treachery in before Old World drops. And obviously I've just been playing around with my Dwarvies. And that's it. That's what I've been doing. That's all I've been up to. What about you, Jack?
I have not been doing too much fantasy related, but I have not been doing much.
Sorry.
I've been playing a bit of Mordheim down here in Canberra.
How's your campaign going?
We've got one more weekend coming up. I think towards the end of this month. So our final 3 games will be 12 games all up.
Yep.
Going pretty good so far. Vampire's become a bit of a beat stick.
Yeah.
I've had one dreg go to the pit several times now, and he's come back every time. So he just keeps getting stronger. But then he gets injured, so...
Do they... Who's running it? John?
Andrew Hollis is running it.
Oh, Hollis. Okay.
Yeah.
Has he got, like, a pit fighter model that people have to fight anytime they get dudes get sent to the pit? Because you do actually just fight
a pit fighter, right? He's got a bunch of the, like, the hired swords. I think there is a pit fighter model.
Right. Oh, so, yeah. He doesn't literally make you be like, all right, here's the pit fighter. You got to fight him now.
Oh, we still roll off, like, all the fights and everything like you're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we did use the pit fighter last time.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Cool, cool.
Bit thematic. It's fun.
Yeah. How many games you had with that warband now?
I've had 9 games.
Oh, 9 games. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and it's going pretty good. Is there I've only lost like a couple of like henchmen. Haven't lost any heroes. Like no permadeaths yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I've probably spoken too soon. They're all going to die next.
Is there anything like fancy happening in that campaign? Like, is there a storyline? You know, any raids going on?
No, this was sort of like a more of an intro campaign. Like, because there's a lot of people who haven't played Mordheim before, so like myself included. So it was sort of more of an introductory campaign. Everyone sort of just plays, and then there was going to be like a camp system, but it was sort of decided it was a little bit too much to deal with straight away. So they're going to play test it a little bit more, and then we'll use it in like a future campaign.
Yeah, okay.
The idea was like you'd have like a little base camp. You know, you could like go and raid other people's camps, try and get some of their resources and stuff like that.
Yep.
So more like after campaign, like after game roles you could do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, when I get to try it out, I'll fill you guys in on about it.
No other sort of fantasy updates or anything? Working on right now? What are you actually working on right now? Titanicus?
Titanicus. Yes.
Yay.
I've almost finished... Well, I finished one Titan. I just need to do its base.
Yep.
I got some trees getting 3D printed.
Lovely.
Because I'm sort of doing like Forest Moon of Endor sort of look. Big trees for the Titans to sort of stomp around. Maybe a bit of Attack on Titan inspiration there. I've got a Reaver painted. Sorry?
Just have a Reaver kicking over a wall or something.
Maybe a Warhound stepping on a bit of wall, like falling over a wall.
Mm.
Yeah, so I got a Reaver that's just waiting a base. I've built and magnetized a direwolf, and I'm working on a couple of warhounds at the moment.
Cool.
And I got a resin direwolf just before they announced the plastic ones.
Oh, no. it's always the way, right?
Yeah. But there is a new weapon in that plastic one that I'm interested in.
The
Graviton.
Oh, the big conversion beamer?
Oh, the conversion beamer, yeah.
Yeah, big conversion beam thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I'm a little excited for the melter for the Warhound.
Oh, yeah, a little melter
mini melter cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, so that's all we've been up to, right? We got no games coming. No one's got any games or anything coming up. There's no fantasy events this year. Oh, well, there is actually Combat Company, but they haven't announced their last one. It's 2,400 points. Those events have been selling out, and I have not been going. They're always having a bad times. So in Sydney. And then there's obviously Moab in October is coming up for anyone who wants to play 6th edition. That's usually like 14, 15 spots. Well, it'd have to be 16, it wouldn't be 15. That'd be an awkward number. I went last year. That was good fun. Other than that, so I guess this is where the fantasy talk stops.
Yeah,
and I think that's pretty good.
All's quiet on the fantasy front.
All's quiet on the fantasy front. It's sort of the eye before the storm.
Unless you want to talk about all the scalpers with the Bretonian steel.
Well, I don't know. It's not really worth talking about yet, right?
But haven't you seen, I saw it on Facebook the other day. Someone's trying to sell Bretonians, like just a box of knights, steel in package for like $300.
Oh, yeah. They all came out of the fucking woodwork, right? I know Dono kept messaging me. He's like, oh, look at this whole Bretonian army. I was like, dude, just fucking wait. Although, you never know. GW might be scalping us too. You know?
What do you mean, might?
What do you mean, might? Yeah, this is where the fantasy...
That's all the fantasy ends.
So let's... we'll finish off with a bit of heresy talk. Other games. Let's talk about other games. Yeah. Right?
Well, other things that we've seen recently.
Well, why don't we talk about the heresy the holy holiday we had?
Yes,
the holy holiday.
I missed it, and I feel like an ass because of it.
Well, you should. In saying that, there was five of us in that house, and I feel like one more person would have made it real crowded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we go
two
down
tables
to Dalmany.
Was the max we could really fit.
Yeah. So we go down to Dalmany, which is on the beautiful south coast of New South Wales, and we hire this holiday house, set up a bunch of tables. There's only two of them, by the way, spoilers, and we proceed to play Heresy. And I think we all played about six or seven games the whole weekend, and I think we finished off with a bit of Deus Titanicus on the Sunday Arvo, right?
It was very fun.
And of course we drank a lot, we ate a lot. I think I did something to my body. That's how much I drank and ate over the weekend.
Yeah, way too many British fry ups.
Too much
breakfast food.
Too much breakfast. So there was five of us and it was a good time. Would I do it again? I don't know if it's completely necessary to go all the way down the coast. But I mean, it was fun. It was a good time. I don't regret it. We could have gone fishing. It was a lovely beach nearby.
Also, the view was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Out into the ocean. It was great.
And Sean didn't come. Don't know why. You're just a big bitch. That's your problem.
Yep, I'm a big bitch that has life commitments. Sorry, guys.
You pull the adult card on us. I'm an adult.
How dare you?
How dare you? We might hopefully we do it again in some fashion.
I would like to do it again. I would actually like to
you would like to do
come
it
this time.
To attend.
I'd like to pay and attend, not just pay.
Anyway, so that was cool. That's what we did. And then obviously during that was the last preview. So the last preview had an interesting game system be previewed, and it is called Legion Imperialis.
Or, in the common tongue, Epic.
In the common tongue, Warhammer Epic. So, boys, Epic, yes or no?
Fuck yes.
Eventually.
Eventually?
I'm not going to jump into it immediately. I've got too many other commitments.
Well,
right
so
now,
you're doing... You're currently doing your first, AT...
Titanicus, yes.
Yeah, stuff. Mm. So, I finally... After what? How long has AT been out? 5 years?
AT.
Long enough. All right. Yeah.
Long enough.
Okay, you made your point.
Finally convinced Jack to play AT. And in saying that.
Yeah, well, that one weekend I came down to yours, to your new place.
Oh, and I made you and Dono
play
like
Titanicus.
Yeah.
And
Tipped you over the edge.
I was very cool.
Dude, I honestly believe that is the best game that GW ever released.
Yeah, 100%.
I haven't had that much fun with a war game for quite a while.
Oh, well, that's good.
I enjoy Heresy, I enjoy Fantasy, but I don't know. I like the alternating activations and some of the little stratagems you can play. There's just a lot of fun you can have with the game.
Like a Titan, I think there was a game that Sean and I had years ago, and there was just one activation where a warhound fell on top of another warhound and it fell over and crushed a knight or something. It was pandemonium. That
just chain
that,
reactions
one turn.
Things.
Yeah, and it kept happening. So
I played at the Mournable on the weekend, or previous weekend just passed.
Oh, well, yeah, why don't you tell us about that? So there was AT on the weekend, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I had a Cerastus knight kill a Reaver from shooting.
Oh, run up
a castigator. Sorry,
oh,
no,
castigator.
Yeah, a castigator shot it to death.
Oh, I just ran
what,
up behind
in one
it.
Turn?
Not in one turn. No, no, no. So I stripped everything out. The body was hurt, and then I need to roll a six on the body. So I actually ended up getting it. But that was against Biggie and just so much fun. So the Reaver ended up exploding, killed the castigator, but the Reaver exploded, took out the Warlord's shields. which then gave me the ability to light the Warlord up, and it was just, yeah, it was great.
I was intending to do a new Titan Legio because everyone's getting onto it again. So
what's old is new.
What's old is new again. In fact, what is old is new again? If I, like, when that Legion Imperialis box comes out, I'm doing Iron Hands.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Really?
Mm.
I thought you were going to do Sons of Horus.
Oh, that was, I just said that to piss you off.
Oh, that didn't faze me at all.
Oh, but also, I kind of did want to do Sons of Horus because you do the Solar Auxilia as Chthonia Headhunters.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
And they're like gray and red. So, but I don't know. We'll see how we go.
Well, that's the thing, right? Even with the Imperialis, Jack, with the Titans you've got, you can technically play with it.
Yeah, I know. I just noticed that they've got a much thinner base that they're using for Imperialis, but I'm not going to rebase my...
Oh, I'm not rebasing my Titans.
I'm more excited for planes than anything.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get some little mini Fire Raptors or something.
I've got a Marauder Destroyer that needs a home.
Oh, well, you're going to have all those Solar Auxilias.
Yeah, well, them, right? Well, I'll be honest with you. If I'm being completely honest, the rational part of me just wants to see what is going on and what is being released for that game. Because if anyone remembers Adeptus Titanicus's original release, the Grandmaster box was terrible.
Wasn't it for a while?
I think. So it came out, and it was like 2 or 3 months before they released the Warhound or the Reaver. I don't know which one was first.
Wait, the Warhound
and Warhound first. No, the original starter box.
What was in that?
The original starter box, the Grandmaster box. Do you want to tell him, Sean? Do you want me to tell him?
It was like two Warlords, right? Some Reavers.
Two Warlords and six Questorus.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That was it.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Two Warlords. There was, six Questorus Knights. There was a bunch of, like, you know, your whippy sticks and dice and crap.
All the bits and pieces you need, but...
A bunch of terrain, which was probably the most value out of the box, but that box was $500 Australian.
Yep.
Jesus. Okay.
And it was not a great way to get into the game. So a bunch of people just had two Warlords just in their collection that weren't doing anything.
Mm.
And I think
from the games I've had, Warlords seem pretty hard to use effectively.
Yes, they are hard to use.
They're so slow. Like, I played with one.
Need to have them in the right situation.
You need to really give them a job. So I think I gave a Mandatum Maniple ago, and I kind of like that, just having like a Brawler Warlord.
Mm.
He seemed to do some work in conjunction with the Warhounds, but if you were running like... You know, the old school Myrmidon Maniple or
why would you
other one? Extermagus? Like
Extermagus is pretty baller. That's hard baller because that just pops up all the strengths. I actually ran an Arcus Maniple against the Windsor guys.
How'd that go?
That was actually really fun because I loaded up with the Quake Cannon and two Melter Cannons.
Yep. Oh, so okay. So the Balenciaga loadout where you just lob fucking Melter Shells at everyone.
Exactly, and they only scatter D6 inches instead of the D10, even though...
You're a bad man. Yeah. I get it.
It was fun.
Yeah, okay. No, that's cool. So Legion Imperialis, I want to see what's going on before I commit. I'd like to see some other marks of armor.
A couple of people said that,
right? I'm just like, well... Fuck me, we all know people with 3D printers that already play.
Yeah, we're just going to 3D print our own things. That's what's going to happen.
Like, yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah.
Buy a rulebook. Like at least one set of, you know, whatever you need. I'm guessing
I want the tanks and shit as well. I want like the tanks but my roommate Gibbo's already ordered some like Etsy Mark III dudes, just like in varying scales to see what fits. And then when we see what that fits, we'll just order all the infantry from them.
Mm.
I mean, you can just find an STL and one of us can print them.
No, I just need to know what the scale is first, right? But yeah, you're right.
8 mil, isn't it? Or 7 mil?
It could be 6.
We don't know.
They haven't actually said that.
Don't even bother trying to find the STLs. Just hit up Ben Garbutt. He has all of them already.
Oh, yeah. He loves Epic.
Fucking loves Epic.
Yeah.
Played with him on the weekend too. That was fun.
I'll come along to some of the Mournival events and play Epic.
And play Epic?
And get a feel for it.
Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens. We actually got called out to run an event, but I just don't have, like, a fantasy event. But for I just Mournival. Don't have...
I physically don't have the time either.
I don't have time.
I've technically been promoted at work and I've got less time now.
Oh, more responsibility, less pay.
More responsibility, same pay.
Oh, no.
So, therefore, less pay.
They tricked you. They tricked you.
Oh, no. My boss is on leave until September, or the end of September. Okay. So, I'm the
How convenient.
Store manager.
Anyway,
moving forward.
So, and then fantasy. Sorry, a heresy. Yeah, everyone's enjoying heresy. Do we have to talk about heresy particularly, or?
Everyone's
enjoying it, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, aren't you joining me in August at my way?
I did make that promise. That's on the 13th, right? That's in a month.
That's my birthday weekend.
Oh, well, then I have to.
All my birthdays are the 15th.
Oh, you're a Leo, are you?
I'm a Leo.
Yeah, he's a Leo.
What was that, Jack?
Oh, you big lion.
Rawr.
Is it the one in Windsor? Oh, don't ever do that again. I'll end this podcast right now.
Bye.
It's the
one in Windsor, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're very much a competitive game. So it is a tournament. It's not a narrative event. So the guys will be bringing some hard lists.
And stinky cheese lists.
All right. Well, I guess that's going to be great for my hobby self-esteem. When I turn up and get stomped,
they have a painting price. It's okay.
After what Mr. Kebab did to you on our weekend away.
Yeah, I need to talk to him. he may have been cheating for the past year.
Who?
Dono. Dono Kebab.
Mm-hmm. Why has he been cheating? What's he done?
It's not worth going on here. Just some stuff he got a bit wrong.
It's just a bit of oversight. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's not nothing. I don't think it would have changed the outcome of the games personally, but I mean, it's just worth pointing out. Anyway,
I will say I do feel everyone's the same feelings towards Custodes after playing his list. Custodes, they're broken, man. In general.
Oh yeah, don't let him get near you. That's you got to just.
Oh,
like,
it's a bit hard when he just teleports everything.
They just teleport on top of you. Yeah, it does make that difficult. But yeah, there you go. That's like with any army though. Any like deep striking army, and you're not like if you have an army that's not like just got enough intercepts, really. So it is kind of like, oh, that's what all the interceptor is for, because you can just teleport on top of someone and absolutely fuck them.
Yeah.
And there is
buy them dinner first.
No. Yeah. Buy me dinner before you fuck me, please. So what else? Yeah. I've been, you know, toying around with some 40K style. When I say 40K, I don't mean I'm going to actively participate in the community and, you know, 10th edition, but,
good. Cause you know, I'm disowning you.
Is it mostly the bad app stuff that, you know, we've been chatting about for, I'm guessing, close to a year now? Like,
if not more.
Oh, yeah. Like that, and like I've got a box of Dark Elder and a box of Sister Battle. I just want to paint something. Dude, I've got a bunch of stuff. Power armor. Like, well, yeah. I mean, I say Power Armor. Sisters are just Space Marines, right? They're just Space Marines with boobies, right? That's how that works.
Yeah.
And even, like, if you look at Eldar, like, Elder Guardians, they're just Space Marines. They're just an armor, like, an armor color. No, it's sort of like a, I don't know. I'm a bit sick of Heresy, to be honest. We've played for a year. I don't really want to do another Legion right now.
You wanted to paint, like, more interesting colors?
I just want to, more colors. I've got a few sort of projects in mind for the next sort of 6 to 8 months, sort of like what I'll do over summer. One of them is a fantasy table, so I've got all this Warcry terrain that needs a good home. I want to do like a sort of a classic 40K jungle table that obviously used for Heresy, not 40K. So I've got a bunch of the kill team terrain, like the Nachman stuff. Yep. And I'll build up.
So you got to go down to the local aquarium shop and buy stuff? And
shop?
I mean, yes, I will. I'm going to make like line of sight blocking sort of mounds with trees sticking it. So basically, like, not, you know, people will be like, oh, here's my little jungle, you know, palm trees, and they just sort of stick out of a flat base. I'm not doing that. I'm going to do like actual line of sight blocking mounds. What would you call them? A hill?
Like basically, a heavily wooded forest? Like really
dense
forest?
Yeah, kind of. Just like a few of those.
Would you make it agnostic so you can use it for fantasy as well?
Oh, well, you just take the bunker off and it's fine, right? It's just mounds. Like they're just things of... And I'll make like some sporting pools. And that new box has like a little step pyramid in it. So I just slapped that on the table as part of that and it's done, right? Yeah. It's another jungle table.
Well, speaking of jungles, I've been buying a lot of those epic basing STLs for a future project.
Epic basing STLs?
Yeah. Well, you can buy their resin plants and things like that, but I've been buying their STLs so that I can print them when I get my resin printer.
Yep. That sounds
like a lot of little jungle plants and, you know, just all little things you could probably add, because I'm planning on doing a sort of forest theme for my next heresy army. But yeah, I'm in a similar boat to you where I'm just trying to like refresh my painting
a little bit.
Like I want to, like that's why I'm enjoying Titanic, is because I'm painting like these purple titans and it's like a fun chance to paint bright colors again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty keen on finishing my dwarf army. I think I'm just going to put everything on 20. I sort of put the project on hold just because I was like, oh, I don't know what bases everything's going to have.
Mm.
But now I've got all these 25s and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to chuck them on. I saw Dom today. He's got like all these elves on like spaced bases, which I assume like back to basics is just doing now.
Mm.
Actually, they might have been 25mm skirmish bases. I don't know. They looked
like
fine.
Like MDF with like cutouts for squares.
It's the same thing. But it was like a whole regiment size one.
Oh. Cool.
And he just like put shit all over, like basing stuff.
Basing material.
Yeah, basing material. Sorry, basing material is the phrase I am looking for. Not shit. I'm not putting down. I would never put down Dom Santilli's.
Are you talking shit about Dom Santilli's painting?
I would never do that. I would never be in
Jack, I think we need to
find
another co-host.
I think we need to dial him in and you need to talk to him.
I reckon he would actually come on just to talk shit. He could give us hobby tips.
I don't know if Dom would tell me to fuck off or not. Like, he'd just be like, oh, it's good that you think that, Jeff. Thank you. And then just like never.
And that is your opinion.
That's your opinion.
Tell you how
it's
wrong.
And you're probably, he'd be very calm about it. Anyway, so yeah, he's just put like basing material over it. And I thought it looked great. It looked fine.
I saw his, what are they called? Silver Helms?
Yep.
They look fantastic. The freehand on the banner, really nice.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I've got a new resin. BSB. So my metal one, I'm scrapping.
So it doesn't fall over anymore.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts. I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm gonna.
Hey, it might be good on the new 25mm basis. Wait, it's already on 25mm.
That's already on 25mm
square.
Oh well, I don't know. I like the 25mm aren't necessarily going up. That's what I don't know. Mm. That's why the Beastman. I don't even if the Beastman will come into Old World. Might just be dwarves and wood elves or something.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing any wood elves on the table.
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing anything but beastmen on the table, right?
Gore Horde OP, right?
Gore Horde is OP. I don't know. I have fun. The beastmen are my army. Like, it's a good time. And I think because they're so laughably bad. So, future projects.
Your rundown.
Like in total or
this new financial year rundown of what you'll be doing.
The new financial year. Okay, so new financial
next
12
year. Months a hobby.
So fantasy table, which obviously I bought more crap for.
Mm-hmm.
30K table. I've got a few bits for that. I've got like some of those.
That's a 2-in-1 job.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be like jungle table, but then you just add specific stuff.
You put the pyramid on for fantasy or the bunker for heresy?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much that's how it's going to work. Nice. And then we've got some Bad-Ab stuff. So I've got some of the new plastic terminators that will get that.
Yeah, I know you do.
Are going to get painted. And they'll have like jungle bases as well. So yeah, I know. Nice. After like reading some of the Bad-Ab crap, it's kind of like it just. It mostly happens on spaceship. Like it's most sounds like mostly boarding actions. I could be wrong. My knowledge of the Bad-Ab Wars isn't super great, but because I plan to do Mantis Warriors, it sounds like most of their actions sort of happen. Just boarding other craft. So you could just do like a ZM. Oh, okay. But I don't want to do ZM bases because I think they're a bit boring.
You lose a lot of like being able to tell a story by using those bases.
Yeah, like- yeah. I agree. So I want to do jungle bases for them to match the board and have like some idea in my head that they're like fighting Tyranids in the jungle.
Yep.
So yeah, probably a couple of squads of that. I'm looking for some Tortuga base stuff that you and I sort of talked about.
Yeah, I've been eyeing off those Stern Guard.
And
Staunch Guard, as they call them.
Staunch Guard. They are called Staunch Guard, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then yeah, I've got one. I got some. I found someone doing Legio Venator. I got a bunch. Like I'm so like. I just had this week where I just had horrible hobby ADHD and just ordered a bunch of stuff. so I know we all do it, and I usually vilify people that do it, but I'm not innocent in that. It just happens sometimes. I can't control myself. I've got one more Warhound that needs to be painted, and I'm going to paint it in Legio Venator colors.
What are their colors?
They are white, like a deck tan sort of ash white, and
like pony white.
And like a sky blue, sort of a space wolf's blue, I guess.
Are they loyalists or traitor?
So Venator actually have two factions. Venator themselves are loyalist.
Oh, what's the other name? What's their
Legio like Tritonus. Oh, their other name, Iron Spiders.
Oh, that's the one that has Iron Spiders like 1 and 2 in the book?
No. They're Iron Spiders, but they have like an offshoot faction called Legio Tritonus, the Dark Tide, who are like a splinter faction of them. There was like a civil war on their Forge World.
Oh.
And the Iron Spiders are the loyalist version. You're talking about
cobwebs?
Yeah, so I really wanted to be lazy and try to find some sort of stencil. I can't find anything like the right size appropriate. I think what I'm going to do is just practice drawing spider webs for a while, and then I'll paint them. I'll paint them in like a gray color, like a dark gray. I've got a shit ton of grays there, so you know. Dealer's choice.
All that hobbies has like cobweb decals.
Jack, check out the group chat. I just sent photos in there.
Yeah.
So, like doing on the Warhound, I only have to do it on like half the leg pattern. It's not very big. I could just draw it after you weather it and stuff. That's a nice color scheme. Can get away with it. Mm. Like you can just get away with just drawing. Scheme. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could even just use like you know, one of those art pens, like the 0.1 millimeter, whatever it is,
and just draw it on. Could do that too.
Yeah, and then just weather over it.
I found the gentleman doing transfers for them, so I need to speak to him. And I've got some banners and stuff, so I just like do them as a tester piece and see where we go from there. Legiona's Imperialis has a couple of Warhounds in it, so maybe I paint those. I don't really need more Warhounds for Ataris. I do, however, want one plastic direwolf. That would be nice.
I'll split a box with you if you want.
Oh, of course you will.
Someone's got to, right?
Well, I just want one of them, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. And then to finish some dwarves. I kind of want to have 1,000 points done.
Direwolf doesn't come in that box. It's two warhounds.
No, there's a plastic direwolf kit
coming out.
Yeah.
Did you not see that?
Yeah, I did. But were you just talking about the splitting a box?
Yeah, of...
Yeah, of the
direwolves. Yeah, because I only want one.
It only comes singly.
There's two in a box.
Is it two in a box? I thought it was single.
Yeah.
Nah, it's two.
Nah, two.
Ooh.
Duble.
Carry on.
I want to do, yeah, probably have 1,000 points of dwarves done sometime, like finished sometime this year. Get some games in with them before Old World drops. I think that's it. I think that's all. Oh, I want to do this Pit Fighter Warband. That'll only take like a weekend. That's sort of all the stuff, and that's stuff I've got at home. And it's, heresy bits and pieces here. I got some commission stuff I need to finish. There's another commission coming up where it's like a big Roman legionary force. So I might just be taking a week off work just to do that commission. Just because I'd like a week off, and I can afford it if I do this commission. So, yeah. So I guess that's it for my projects coming up. I don't know where I'll get to with uni and stuff with that, but we'll see. Anyway, I waffled on for a bit. What about everyone else? Jack,
Sean, what are you doing?
Jack, you be called out.
All right. In the next 12 months, well, I want to finish these Titans. That's like sort of like my priority.
Have you chosen a Maniple you really like now, or Venator?
I think I'm going to go with the Venator. You've said Venator
Maniple a few times.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yep.
Classic.
Yeah. I'm probably going to end up using, I think it's, is it Demacium?
Demacium.
Legio Demacium, whatever it is. Or,
yep.
Yeah. Just because inadvertently I've ended up doing a purple scheme and they're purple. So
they're loyalist to traitor.
They're traitor.
Okay. I'm just having a look at them.
But I was playing with the defensor rules because I did enjoy them. Just was that like opening volley that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you push your reactors, you run really hot. Like the first two turns.
You wouldn't do it with, what's it called? You wouldn't do it with Warhounds.
No.
All the Direwolf.
So Andrew Big plays Defensor, and I played him first up, and I knew, so I automatically took Vox Blackout, so he couldn't do that.
Oh, does that stop that?
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't do any orders.
Oh, stratagem, because it's a stratagem, right? So you can't do any stratagem with that.
Oh, see, the opening volley is a stratagem.
Yeah.
And the other one, the fire one weapon twice is just a Legio trait.
That's a Legio trait, yeah. So you can just really fuck someone up first turn. But you run the risk of just blowing up your own Titans.
Yeah.
You
I mean, it was fun. Lords. I enjoyed it. Oh, I was doing it with like a Reaver.
Oh, yeah, I know these guys.
And I also tried out a Warbringer while we're on the coast.
Oh, did you like it?
I enjoyed it, yeah, because I played a pretty big game with Gibbo, and I had a Arcus and a Venator Maniple.
Oh, cool.
And that was actually really fun. It was really fun to play.
Yeah.
I did forget the Venator rule, where when a Warhound pops a shield, the Reaver can do a little...
Everyone does, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, I think I missed a few opportunities for that, but it was pretty fun. I do enjoy the Warhounds, like that maneuverability.
Yeah, yeah. Really Warhounds cool. Definitely definitely are very good.
Why don't you rate your own custom Legio?
There's like a lot of like bad views on it, right? Like a lot of people don't like it.
So they've toned the rules ones, down a lot. Yeah. They're in the campaign book, so next time you're up looking there, they're in the campaign compendium now. They're not nearly as bad as they used to be. I mean, that's how I feel. Someone else might disagree with me. Yeah. Oh, dude, Carl Franz, just a Carl Franz on a horse with a lance. That's cool. I want to do that. Sorry.
No, you're right.
I love Carl Franz.
I want to finish off those. At the moment, I'm trying to get a little bit more Sons of Horror stuff done for an event in Cootamundra that we're going to.
3 weeks away.
Yeah, so...
It is literally 3 weeks
away. Danny's event, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's 3 weeks.
I'm painting Xiphon, which I had a really unfortunate masking tape incident yesterday with.
Oh, that was the video you put in the chat before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very upsetting.
No,
killed off a rather large chunk.
Dude, that's a fucking throw across the room job.
I'm gonna try and fix it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you've got the skill to fix it. I'm just saying.
When it happened, I was just like, fuck. Like, I wasn't pissed, but like, I was just like, why'd this happen? Like,
disappointed.
Everything else is going well. Yeah, I was disappointed with it. Because I'd left varnish for hours to dry. You know, I did
and
everything.
Still ripped up.
And it just ripped up. Son of a bitch.
What tape are you using?
Just a 3M painter's tape. I usually stick it to my leg a couple of times, to my pants.
Mm.
And then I put it on the model just so it gets a bit of the tack out of it.
Yeah, okay. What's the one I use?
I also use
a
Tamiya paint. Oh, okay.
Unipro Trade 30 Days Extreme Green Tape Masking.
Yeah.
I'm using this as something you probably stole from the factory.
Oh, 100%. I pinched it from work.
Pinched it from work.
I pinched it from work.
Nah.
They're not going to find me. We have no staff.
Yeah. I'm going to try and fix it tomorrow. I've glossed everything. I matted where it peeled off, and then I've glossed around it so that I can putty it up and then respray and prime that section. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try and blend everything tomorrow. I've also, we've spoken a lot about Badab. That's something that I've not necessarily wanted to do for a long time, but I'm doing a chapter I've wanted to paint for a long time.
And that
just
is
a squad. I guess we're doing Badab Kill Team, right?
I'm probably just going to get the 10 Stern Guard models and maybe 5 Terminators from Tortuga and paint them up. But I'm going to be doing them in Howling Griffins.
Ooh. Ooh. So do you know what's cool about that? Maybe that was Flame Falcons or something.
Oh, Firehawks?
Firehawks, yeah. Pretty sure
that become the Legion of the Damned?
I think that might have been Flame Falcons that I just said might be Legion of the Damned. I don't know. That's pretty cool because the opening, there's that's Executioners. Sorry, there's too many fucking chapters in Badab.
There's a lot of cool chapters in Badab that have some interesting flavor to them. It feels a lot like Heresy.
Well, it's supposed to,
the chapters that are there. Yeah, Executioners are kind of they let themselves get possessed and then banish the demons out of themselves.
Oh, that's the Exorcists.
Exorcists. Yes. Yeah.
There's
fucking a lot of cool shit.
Weird chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah,
cool.
So I want to do Stern Guard, 5 Terminators, and maybe a Contemptor or something. I feel like Contemptor will be a good starter model to try and do the quartered scheme because I can paint the arms, legs separate, and the torso.
Mm-hmm.
Easier
part
to
of
mask
me wants
everything.
To boxtrot, but Contemptor.
I want to do
really
one of the
cool,
old Mark IV B boxtrots, whatever it's called.
The Forge
old
World.
Forge World one.
Yeah, the one with the flat panels.
Yeah, I managed to find STL, so I'll give it a go. Try and upscale it to match the sort of true scale sort of size of Tortuga models.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to get that done, and I would like to finish off the city terrain that I've had for years now and just haven't got around to it.
Oh yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
So that'll be a table done, and if things go well, maybe start my next Heresy Legion.
You have started them. You painted a bolter.
I've painted a bolter. I spent a lot of time on that one bolter.
That's the running joke at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take me 10 years to paint the bolters.
Yeah.
Nah. It's not going to be an army that comes out quick. It's going to be a slow army.
I have a couple of secret Heresy projects that I'm thinking about doing. I'm trying to just figure out the logistics.
Ultramarines, yeah.
Ultramarines, yeah. They're probably the last chapter I'd ever do. Chapter,
but
Legion.
Think of all those Formentaris you could have.
Well, the maximum you can have is like 30, right? Or are they in elites? Are they elites or heavy support?
I've got no idea.
Whatever there is, there's too many.
Whatever they are, they're cancer.
Because that's the classic thing if you're an Alpha Legion player. You either go Iron Siege Breakers, no, Siege Tyrants or Full Mataris. Siege Tyrants.
Yeah. That's shit.
Aren't Full Mataris better in every way?
Oh, yes. Also, you can hide them in a crate and they can still shoot at people.
Oh, they just like curve their bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. So that's like my sort of hobby lineup for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I may dabble in Epic, maybe.
Let's see what like the releases are and see how it goes. Yeah.
Like, right? I might just pick up like one of the, I don't know, is it going to be like two bases of Marines as a squad or something? I might wait to just pick up something like that off eBay and just paint it up to see how I like it. Because they look like they're going to be a bit of a pain to paint nicely. Like, 100%. They're so
small. I think that's why they're Mark 6, so literally you just spray them and give them a wash, right? That looks like...
Yeah, I'm curious if some of the smaller decals may fit on them, like from the Heresy decal sheets. I know like the Sons of Horus one, they have the really small Legion icons and Legion numbers.
You're a madman.
I'll at least try and attempt it on like one of the Contemptors. You know, those little mini...
Yeah, you probably
keychain Contemptors.
The keychain ones, yeah. All right. Yeah. Sean, what do you got in the pipeline? Sorry, Jack, I just cut you off there.
I was just saying that's what I got.
Yeah. I knew you were finished.
Pipeline. Yeah. Hobby-wise,
What are your pipe dreams?
Well, I've got to finish off I've got to get the bodies for the white scars because I'm getting the 3D prints, so they're all in Mark II.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for your bikes.
For the bikes.
Yeah.
Drop shit. Doesn't matter. I've got all the fantasy terrain to paint for my Mordheim tables because I've got enough to do 3 really thickly densed Mordheim tables, which then spread out, I could probably do 3 4 6x4 fantasy tables.
Maybe we should consider running a Border Princes event.
Yeah, that means I've got to paint them, though. I suppose I just airbrush them.
That means I have to actually paint them.
It gives me an excuse.
It might be a good way to incentivize getting it done.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting another Titanicus Legion, or Legio. I'm doing a Corrupted Tempestus.
Oh, so you're some conversion work? To do the demonically infused Titans?
Yeah, because like one of the Titans I had on the weekend was, I got him had him Corrupted Mortis Reaver, and that was fucking fun.
So everyone kind of ignored me, but I want to do like a mini event at my house over the October long weekend.
God, fuck.
Like AT? Oh. Or is
Titanicus?
That not?
Yes.
Yeah, AT. What's it's the only board I have?
I'm driving the opposite way.
Of course you are. Actually, what weekend did I say? Is that the long weekend, the first, like the 30th?
Oh, okay. 30th, 31st, yep.
Oh, that's poo.
What else am I doing?
Just quickly, sorry to tangent, Sean, but like...
Yeah, man.
AT terrain, the new epic terrain.
Oh, the destroyed buildings?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
It's going to be great.
So good. Like
filling out those AT tables.
100%.
All right, anyway, carry on.
I should be getting a resin printer soon so I can not wargaming. Oh, I suppose I've got to print out some dragons for D&D. But that's beside the point.
Dragons for your dungeon?
Oh, dude, I found these STLs online, and holy shit, they look fucking awesome. I'll send them to you. You can have a look.
There are some incredible STLs out there. And
100%.
Like, as much as I would love to get like an 8K printer, it's just not something I want to... risk at the moment. No, so I'm buying a secondhand Mono X.
Oh yeah.
Just to learn on and practice with. But yeah. Everyone's gonna be resin printing, it seems.
I've been tempted. I looked up the cost of one, was way out of my budget. Just to
check out that blue dragon I just sent you.
There is company. Oh, well, not, I say company. It's a one person, and they are doing like STLs for Lord of the Rings stuff, but specifically Rohan Royal Guard.
Yep. I've seen those
because
ones.
I don't really want any metal ones, to be honest.
Oh, and the metal ones, there's literally two fucking poses.
Yeah.
That dragon has a very large horn on its head, Sean.
Yeah, he's
so that's a blue dragon. How does it move?
He's a blue dragon.
Oh, Tiamat.
Yeah, man.
Who's that? What is that? Is that an actual character in D&D?
Yeah, it's the basically the bad dragon queen that has five heads.
Oh, are they all like one is a black dragon head, one is a red dragon head?
Black, blue, green, red, white.
Very cool. Oh, so like a chroma conclave or something like that.
Pretty much. Ah, have you been watching Vox Machina?
Well, I'm a big fan of Vox Machina.
Oh,
nerds.
I listen to their D&D podcast.
And you never wanted to play? You're fucked.
Oh, I want to play D&D. It's just, I live a long way from everyone now.
So you know I literally play online on a Sunday night, right?
You never told me that.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Playing D&D, apparently.
Apparently.
If you're more than welcome to, if you want to. It's over Discord.
I still don't care much for D&D.
I play with Stu and ACB and another couple of guys I know.
Okay, cool.
Well, I might just come along to listen in and see how you play.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I'll tell Rafi to...
Lurker.
Yeah, what's wrong with Lurker?
What will be your character, Jack?
We'll talk about that.
I don't know.
We need a full caster. How do you feel about that? Oh, no.
A gnome alchemist.
A gnome alchemist.
You can do that.
What are the ones that have like clockwork shit? What are they?
That's a gnome, right?
An artificer. Or do you want to be...
a gnome artificer. There we go. I have little clockwork warriors.
Done. What else? I don't know what else I'm going to do. I don't really think that far ahead.
Just be all like the gnome exactly
runs
the
around
opposite.
In a little mech suit.
Be something the opposite that you are in real life. So a halfling paladin. Can halflings be paladins? A halfling paladin. I always thought it'd be cool to be a halfling bard. And just be like the most friendliest, just like...
Like Scanlan.
Who?
Scanlan.
Oh, is that a D&D? You haven't... It's a
identity?
Critical Role.
Oh, I don't watch fucking Critical Role. I watched D20 for a little bit. I like those guys because they're funny.
Oh, Brendan Lee Mulligan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brendan Lee Mulligan. Oh, dude, isn't one of the birds on Critical Role now? I don't remember her name. Oh, I just noticed that the other day.
Bria Ironguard?
Maybe.
No, Emily Axford.
Emily Axford. Yeah, she's on Critical Role now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, the new. I've only listened
the
to
new one.
In one and two.
I haven't watched any of or listened to any of like
A Long
three.
Road Walk of Reflection, Critical Role, Campaign 3, Episode 62. She's there in the thumbnail. I'm looking on YouTube.
Oh, okay. So she's one of the characters that come in because they have guest appearances and shit all the time.
She's in it a bit. I don't know if she, it's like, I don't know how guest that is, but.
Well, like, I think that whole like dungeon D20, what is it called? D20? Dimension D20, like the college humor.
Mm. Yeah, the college one. Yeah. I watched all of that. That was really funny.
Joe Manganiello's in the first season.
Of Critical Role?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, he's like a big D&D person.
Very much so. He's a massive nerd.
Anyway, let's finish it off, boys. We're just kind of like talking about shit now. And that was an hour and a half.
That's literally the whole fucking podcast.
Actually, you know what? Just one last thing my 12
the
months.
The enigma of flesh. What?
I'm going to try and paint the Vox Machina box set that I've got.
Ooh, show me photo. Oh,
yeah, I don't even know what
Jamie
this is.
I got them from my wife a couple of years ago for Christmas. And yeah, I'll try and paint them up. They're just D&D minis, but they are based on the characters from Critical Role's first campaign.
What size are they? Yeah. Like, what scale are they?
Like,
they're more true 28 mil scale.
Yeah.
They're not heroic 28 mil like what we're used to.
Oh, okay.
So they're in line with all the other D&D bottles that you can buy, like the official ones.
Spello wants he wants Dawn and I to paint the Kingdom Death monsters and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
And as part of the payment...
Is that the one that's like different size units come on at different times in the game?
No, that's called...
like skirmishes come on
no,
first?
That's called, then... No, that's called... it is called Conquest, Last Argument Conquest. Of Kings.
Okay.
That's like a 35 mil game, I think. It's like it's a bit right, bigger. Okay. It's bigger than like GW games. Looks very interesting. I nearly bought into it, to be honest. No. So, what did I just say? It's like, it's like survival horror kind of thing.
I know Kingdom Death models. I just didn't know what they had a game with. I thought they were just models.
Yeah, it's like a board game type of thing.
Okay.
But as part of my payment, he's given me one of the... So, that company... did a bunch. They release every now and again, like different sets of like these pin-up, like fantasy girls. And it's okay. The kind of thing where, like, I really want to paint one, but I kind of feel like a creep doing it. but I've decided. Like, he's like, "Oh, do you want one?" I was like, "I really do." Just yeah, I will take it, and I think I'm going to enter it in Crimson Brush. That's gonna
that is something Crimson Brush that we issue. Have spoken about for a while now.
Yeah, I really want to do it one year. But it's the kind of thing where you need to like be really clear in your head what you want to do, and you know, it's the kind of thing
we spoke about the models
you, like,
we wanted
year.
To paint, and it's changed every time we speak about it.
Well, yeah, because we want to do like classic Warhammer minis at one stage, and now I kind of want to do this magic girl thing. I think Dono's getting one too, so that's gonna be funny. Yeah, anyway, so cool. Nice chat, boys. Just a casual hour and a half of talking shit. Sorry to anyone who wasn't interested in the last half of the podcast. We'll see what happens next time. Obviously, we'll try to do this a little more regularly, but, you know, I'm not making any promises. Thank you for listening to us if you've gotten this far. And if you do want to contact us or ask us any questions, you can contact us at theborderprincesspodcast@gmail.com. You can talk to us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, the Border Princess Podcast. Find us on all good streaming podcast platforms. We upload Podbean. That will be the first place, but it's also on Spotify specifically. I make sure I upload it to that as well. And then it's on a bunch of other stuff. It's on Google Play. It's on a bunch of other crap. You can also find us on the iForest Podcast feed. There because we're part of the Eye of Horus podcast network.
We're cool like that.
That's it. That's all I usually say. Oh, buy our shirts. Teespring at Teespring. someone buy a shirt. That's it. That's all I had to say about that. Is that all I usually say at the end of this? I think so.
No, you usually say
there's usually something gothic. About bases and for life.
What about bases?
Square bases?
Bases for life. Square bases.
Square bases for square life. Bases. Yeah. Square bases for life.
Square bases.
That's the one.
Square
bases. Square.
Square. Square bases.
Hex bases.
Get the fuck out.
For life. All right. Good night.